Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is the Football News and Knowledge Podcast. I am your host, Joshua Bell. And in today's episode, we're going to start things off by talking more about the firings from Black Monday or the Black Monday week, as there has been another firing in Texans, former Texans head coach David Culley. And when this first happened, I can genuinely say I screamed for something. Like, this is so dysfunctional. This is why Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston. Like, you cannot keep doing this, Houston. That, why? Granted, I get that David Culley wasn't like a high name target for head coaching last year, but for what he has been able to do with that team without Deshaun Watson over the year and still have four wins. I mean, last year, the Houston Texans with Deshaun Watson had four wins. This year, without Deshaun Watson and pretty much just an expansion franchise-esque team with the free agency additions and even their draft, no one expected them to get four wins. I didn't expect them to get four wins. I only expected two, and they doubled that. Now, when I first saw this news and heard this news, I was so annoyed. I'm like, God, Houston, you guys can't get out of your own way. And then I thought about it for a second. Hold up. Wait a minute. Maybe the Houston Texans are onto something here. No one, like I said, no one thought the Houston Texans were going to, or that David Culley was a real good head coach candidate. No one last year thought that. And I almost think that maybe the Houston Texans thought it as well. And they knew how dysfunctional their franchise was. Because what serious head coach candidate, let's say the head coach candidates this year, there's no big name ones, but let's say if Bill Belichick was a head coaching candidate, do you think he's going to want to come to Houston? No. Because of how dysfunctional that organization is. And that being said, may I just add to that, the Houston Texans are ran by former Bill Belichick guys, both Nick Caserio and Jack Easterby. Two guys that come right out of the Bill Belichick system. And then I'm thinking, you know, why did they do this? What was their play in doing this? David Culley didn't coach bad at all this year. Granted, I think, yeah, of course they didn't win a lot of games, but who was going to win a lot of games with that team? And then I'm thinking, Jack Easterby, Nick Caserio, what do they want? They don't want a David Culley as a head coach. No, they want a Belichick guy. They want a New England-esque guy, the type of system that they came from. And that's when I realized, oh my God, I think the Houston Texans are going to try to hire Brian Flores. And I know some people will think I'm crazy, but think about it. Deshaun Watson, who said he doesn't want to play for the Texans anymore. He wanted to go to Miami to play for Brian Flores. Brian Flores was a huge reason why Deshaun Watson wanted to go to Miami. And if the Texans brought him in, maybe that would mend some issues that were going on with the Texans and Deshaun Watson. We all know that Brian Flores turned around the Miami Dolphins. Yes, they didn't make it to the playoffs, but they did have their best, or their only back-to-back winning season over the past 20 years under Flores. Maybe they're going to try and sign him. Otherwise, I mean, I could see them trying to go after Jerod Mayo, former NFL linebacker for the Patriots and now coach for the Patriots, or potentially trying to steal away Josh McDaniels, but I don't see either of those two. Maybe Jerod Mayo, but not really Josh McDaniels. I just don't see that happening. I don't know why Josh McDaniels would want to go to a highly dysfunctional, like, rebuilding franchise. But Brian Flores, that's kind of his specialty. I could see it happening. And for those who call me crazy, that's understandable. I get it. I've been wrong on things, and I'm not going to try and lie about it. But Brian Flores would I think, be very beneficial for that team, whether it be Deshaun Watson at quarterback, if they were able to, you know, kind of fix that fractured relationship, or if it was Davis Mills, or potentially a new quarterback. I think that he could step in and help that organization become a winner again. Now, it's just a hunch of mine. I feel like that's going to happen. I feel like they're going to pursue Brian Flores. I said that Brian Flores is the only head coach that was fired from this past week that could probably step into a whole new head coaching position right away. Honestly, I feel like he's the best candidate for anyone who's looking for a head coach, because we all know that Gerard Mayo has only been a coach for a couple of years. Not even, I think he's only been for a year or two. So yeah, a couple of years, I guess. But I don't think Josh McDaniels is going to leave. Like, when you think about the, there's no major head coach candidates. I'd say the best head coaching candidate this year is Brian Flores. So looking at that, I'm always saying, Miami, you're going to downgrade it, your head coach, unless you get Harbaugh to come in, which I both do and don't see happening, but that's beside the point. I think that Flores is the best candidate, and if he maybe talks to Deshaun Watson before getting hired, I could see him fixing that fractured relationship and Deshaun wanting to play for the Texans again. And it's funny, because I literally was saying all in the preseason that this would be the final, that Deshaun Watson would never play for the Houston Texans again. And now I'm saying, you know what? It's possible. It is totally possible. And if not, who cares? Davis Mills could be a very good quarterback potentially for the Houston Texans. Otherwise, they'll have to go and draft or sign someone. Honestly, it's just something that I see potentially happening, is Brian Flores being the head coach for the Houston Texans. And I think it would be actually the smart move, even though I thought it showed a lot of dysfunction that they did just fire David Culley. And maybe for Culley, he'll return to the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens are the biggest winners of the hiring, firing process of coaches, because when Culley got hired by the Houston Texans, since he was a minority coach, when he was hired, the Baltimore Ravens received a conditional third-round pick because of that hiring. Now that he'd be coming back, if he came back, they'll get a second conditional third-round pick, or compensational third-round pick, sorry. Kind of going all over with my words. A compensational third-round pick. So Baltimore, I could see bringing him back. It's not like Baltimore wanted him to leave. I think that they liked him as an assistant coach. I think that he'd be happy to bring him back. I think he'd be happy to be back in Baltimore. But who knows? Now we are just going to switch right into the super wild card predictions for the NFL playoffs. And starting it off.
Playoffs? Yeah, what are talking about?
With
playoffs? You kidding me?
It is going to be the playoffs? Raiders and
I just hope we can win a game.
Bengals. The Raiders head into this game with really no one out for the game. Looks like everyone's, for the most part, is healthy. Jonathan Hankins is dealing with a back or knee issue, but he looks like he's going to end up playing in the game. And then for the Bengals, Josh Tupou, the defensive tackle, he's doubtful, but everyone else seems as though they're going to play. And as much as I want to give Las Vegas Raiders the chance to win this game, I really don't see it happening. I love that they made it into the playoffs. I do. But I cannot have them going farther than the wild card, mainly because the Bengals all around are the superior team. You could argue that the Raiders are just lucky to be here, and I would not really deny that. I mean, they fought through, they went through hell to get here, but I think hell's finally going to catch up to them and beat them up in this game, because the Bengals, I think, are just too overpowered for the Las Vegas Raiders. And looking at the season from when they played earlier this season,
the Raiders headed into that game were the home team, and they got destroyed by the Bengals, 13-32. And now it's in Cincinnati. I don't know. You know, I feel like the Bengals are kind of going to be on, kind of going to be the new team of the AFC potentially. You know, I think that they are going to finally get their first playoff win in over, I think it's 28, 29, maybe even 30 years ago. I just know that last time the Bengals won a playoff game, there had not been a text message sent about them winning a playoff game because texting wasn't invented yet. There was not an Instagram post. There was not just any internet post about, oh, the Cincinnati Bengals won a playoff game. It's never happened for Cincinnati. And to put it in perspective, last time Cincinnati won a playoff game, none of the Bengals players were alive. So while they've kind of been on a long drought for that playoff win, I think that they can win this game. And I think that they're going to end up winning this game, and I'm favoring them to beat the Raiders. Although I like the Raiders, I enjoyed their season. I like that they got farther than what everyone thought they were going to. I mean, I definitely did not see them getting as far as they did, and I'm proud of them. They fought tooth and nail to get to where they are, but I think it's the end of the line for the Raiders, and that is why I'm picking the Bengals to win that game. Then we are going to look at the next game, which is the New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills. Heading into this game, the Patriots will be without left guard Isaiah Wynn, and then everyone, just like on every Patriots injury report, they are the most annoying team to follow for injury reports. They just have everyone listed as questionable. For the Bills, they have everyone full go, and honestly, looking at this game, I've over the past couple weeks, and I do not contribute anything from the regular season into playoff predictions other than how they ran the ball. I don't contribute the past couple weeks for the most part. But, like, I can't overlook the fact that the Patriots have struggled the past couple weeks. Really, the past month and a half, 2 months. Because of that, I can't help but take the Bills in this matchup. I think Bills Mafia is going to be loud. They're going to be roaring. They're going to want to beat the crap out of the Patriots. It's in Buffalo. The weather for the game is supposed to be in the freezing temperatures, I believe, anywhere between 0 and 30 degrees at the start of the game. I'm taking the Bills. The one side where I could see the Patriots winning is if they are able to control the clock on offense and run the ball very well. Otherwise, I think this is going to be a pretty cut and clean win for the Buffalo Bills, and that is who I am favoring in this matchup and who I am picking to win this game. Then, looking at the first Sunday game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this is a sneaky good game. And the reason I say this is a sneaky good game is because the Eagles, over the past month, month and a half, have been the best running team in the NFL. And they're going up against the best run defense in the NFL. And I know that the Eagles kind of got blown off the field last time they played the Buccaneers, but honestly, I could see the Eagles potentially winning this game and upsetting the Buccaneers. Now, the Buccaneers, as of right now, Leonard Fournette, Lavonte David, they're both game time decisions. And then for the Eagles, Josh Sweat, he has not participated in practice at all. And Nate Herbig, he has been questionable for the week, did not participate today in practice. The one reason why I feel like this game could end up going the Eagles' way, it's supposed to rain in Tampa Bay. Wet ball, messy conditions. You got to favor the running team a little bit. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm not taking the Eagles. I can't choose against Tom Brady. You never want to doubt Tom Brady, because if you doubt him, he's going to make you pay. I am taking the Buccaneers, but I am saying it right now that I could definitely see the Eagles upsetting the Buccaneers. Who knows? This game's going to be interesting. If Brady's not able to pass the ball, I think Leonard Fournette probably will end up playing, but who knows what type of snap count he'll be on if he's able to play. And they don't have Ronald Jones for the game either. So the Buccaneers are running thin at running back. They have Le'Veon Bell, which could be a dynamic pass-catching back out the backfield. But other than that, they got nothing for the run game, and that's what's concerning to me. I'm still taking the Buccaneers, but it's a very concerning game. I could see the Eagles winning it, and quite frankly, I would say it's probably going to be potentially the upset of the week if the Eagles win against Tampa Bay. Then let's move into the next matchup between the 49ers and the Cowboys, a historically amazing game based on their historical past between the 80s, 90s, Cowboys and 49ers constantly being in the NFC Championship game against one another. And heading into this game, the 49ers, they have Azeez Ojulari, who is questionable. Other than that, everyone, for the most part, is full go. Then for the Cowboys, Israel Mukamu, I probably butchered that name, he's out, and Keanu Neal is also out. I said that I had the Cowboys winning in the wild card game from my dream. And that's partially why I'm taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well, is because I had a dream that they played in the NFC Championship game against the Packers this year, and they lose by 7 to the Packers. But I don't know if I can say the same for the Cowboys right now. I can't help but feel like the San Francisco 49ers are going to be slept on a little bit, and they're going to punish the Cowboys in this game. Elijah Mitchell is back and healthy. George Kittle is healthy. Debo Samuel's healthy, the all-pro now. And speaking of all-pros, what a joke that Trayvon Diggs is an all-pro. I'm sorry, Cowboys fans. He is one of the worst corners in the NFL. Yeah, he gets some lucky overthrown balls or underthrown balls that he picks, but you know, he's not a good corner. He ranked like 77th, and some of y'all might say, oh, you're a salty Falcons fan. Yes, I am salty, because AJ Terrell was one of the best corners in the NFL this year and top three. I'm pretty sure he actually finished second on PFF, because I think Jalen Ramsey jumped him for the number one spot in week 18. But honestly, like, I could care less. Trayvon Diggs is not a top corner in this league. Sorry, Cowboys fans. It has to be said. And I think that he could be burned by Debo Samuel this week. George Kittle, if he has to cover him, could see him getting burned by the other guy, Brandon Ayuk. I could see him maybe potentially burning Trayvon Diggs for a touchdown. Now, the one partial benefit to having Trayvon Diggs in this game, though, is the fact that Jimmy Garoppolo has been known to be kind of inaccurate from time to time. And with throwing inaccurate balls, maybe a tip, Trayvon Diggs could return that for a touchdown. So that's a benefit for the Cowboys there. You're going to have to take your wins with your losses with Trayvon Diggs. But I think I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers to win this game, because I do think that they will try to establish the run against the Cowboys. And Kyle Shanahan is going to probably open up some plays or open up some running lanes for the running game and make life easy for Jimmy Garoppolo to make some plays when he needs to. That's why I'm taking the 49ers to win in Dallas. Then looking at the Sunday night game, the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Kansas City Chiefs. We can call it the TikTok Bowl. Quite frankly, I said it last week or earlier this week, I can't I can't pick the Steelers to win this game. Yes, I know it's dangerous to doubt the Steelers, but I cannot go and say that I think that they're going to beat the Chiefs, who are one of the better teams in the AFC this week. I think the Chiefs are probably going to wipe the floor with the terrible towel. I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to make that very quick. The only benefit that the Steelers have is the fact that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is out for the game, and the Steelers have not played the best against the run. But the Gore guy, running back Gore, I'm blanking on his name, from the Kansas City Chiefs, blanking on his first name, I should say, has been running the ball pretty damn well. I would say arguably better than Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So it's not going to be a big loss, I don't think. And then Najee Harris, he's questionable. He didn't practice at all Wednesday or Thursday. He did practice Friday, but I have to take the Kansas City Chiefs. And then for our Super Wild Card Monday, aka the just extra wild card game, the Cardinals take on the LA Rams. And there is not enough information on who's going to be playing in this game, so I can't really decide on who I'm going to pick. I know that J.J. Watt might be coming back for this game. Who knows how well he'll be able to play, though. He hasn't played football in, what is it, two and a half, 3 months? Something that I don't really view as a big impact at the moment. And as of right now, since there's no one ruled out yet because they still have practice tomorrow, I'm going to leave this up in the air. As of right now, I'm probably going to be favoring the LA Rams. But check the Football News and Knowledge podcast Twitter page at official FNK Live to see what my final game prediction is for that on Monday. As of right now, I'm picking the Rams, though. I think the Rams have an all-around better team, and they are better equipped to make a deep playoff run. Adding to that, it has already been announced that DeAndre Hopkins will not be playing in this super wild card matchup, which just means that Jalen Ramsey is going to be put on AJ Green and allow for easier coverage against the Cardinals wide receiving core. As of right now, I'm taking the Rams. Look on to the Twitter page Monday to find out for the final game predictions. I might actually be able to do it tomorrow, depending on if they actually post the injury report tomorrow. A lot of the times teams don't do it until Sunday for whatever reason, or even occasionally Monday. But with that said, I hope you guys have a great weekend. If you guys drink, don't drive. And until next Wednesday, see you again soon. This is Josh Bell signing off. Enjoy the super wild card weekend of football.